the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Things change when you call on that name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Like the songwriter says, there's something about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Something about that name. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. You want to keep enemies and demons off of you, keep calling that name. They tremble at that name. They don't tremble at my name, your name, your pastor's name, your bishop's name, but at the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at that name. Hallelujah. Powerful name. My Lord, my God. Bless your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just finished singing a song. There's power in that name. Power in your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Whenever we're distressed, whenever we're troubled, Lord, let us call on that name in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. If we have to say it over and over and over and over again, just calling on your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this first Sunday in the month of March, God. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, in the absence of our pastor and our bishop, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them covered with your blood while they're in the state of Arizona, God. Cover them with your blood, Heavenly Father, Lord. Grant them traveling mercies. They leave that place on tomorrow that they can make it back to this place safely in the mighty name of Jesus. All those that were traveling out there, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bishop Collins, as he's flying back to Orlando on tomorrow, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Grant traveling mercy to all those that came far in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for the elevation of the two mighty men of God. In Jesus' name, God. Father God, we pray, Lord, that you bless this service on today, God. Father God, we just pray that as your will be done, not ours, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Just have your way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, anoint me, Heavenly Father, to bring this word on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you smile down on this place, God, that we make you happy, God, that you are happy with our praise, that you are happy with our worship, God. You are happy with our paying attention, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and our focus is on you and nothing else, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I pray, Father God, Lord, that we give you our fully undivided attention because you are worthy to be praised. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and your grace and waking us up to see another day. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory because you are worthy. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, God. We continue to give honor to our pastor, Bishop, amen, and let him know that everything is going well, even in their absence. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, because where will we be? Hallelujah. What kind of church would we be if we couldn't function without our leaders being here? They're not going to always be here, amen. Hallelujah, God. We've been taught well. We know what to do in their absence. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Because if they do anything else, they will look at it as being recorded. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. So they'll be able to see how we conduct ourselves in their absence in Jesus' name. Bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for everybody that's here on today in Jesus' name. Continue to pray for Sister Brittany in Jesus' name, Lord, that she's covering, recovering well. Hallelujah, God. And praying for the newborn baby in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. How you pronounce it with that? Samaya? How you pronounce it?
Samaya.
Samaya? Okay. Amen. All them Z's. Amen. Hallelujah. All them Z's. Amen. I was wondering what this one would be. Okay, Samaya. Amen. Let's pray for little Samaya that she continue to gain weight and be healthy and strong in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. As I pray for my daughter and her newborn and Kimbriana. Amen. And hallelujah. All the newborns that we have. Continue to pray for them that they're growing healthy and strong and praying for their mothers. That they're recovering well, that they strengthen, amen. For some of you older mothers in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, y'all know how it is, amen. So encourage these young mothers, amen, hallelujah. You know exactly what they're going through. Amen, hallelujah. God bless your holy name. Amen, hallelujah. I'll be coming out of the book of Matthew on today, amen. Talking from a familiar subject, we don't hear it all that often, but a little bit about humility and forgiveness, amen. Something that's a good parable in here about forgiveness, amen, and some of you may be familiar with it, hallelujah, God, but, and just a few examples to talk about, amen, because we can't never forget that as being Christian saints of God. We have to remember. Nobody never said forgiveness is easy, amen, hallelujah, because I know there have been some people that have done you wrong or whatever the case may be. And there's some things going on that the world, they just can't figure out how we as Christians can be so forgiving. Because the word tells us to. Because we read it that our God, our Lord, our Savior will not forgive us if we cannot forgive here on earth. Hallelujah, God. No matter what the situation may be, hallelujah. We have to do that. Don't let unforgiveness keep you out of heaven, saints of God. Don't let it do it. Think about how so many people could have made it in. But it was that unforgiveness because of what somebody has done to them. That for whatever reason, you just cannot let it go. And you're going to have to find it in your heart somewhere, some way, somehow, to forgive an individual or individuals for their actions towards you or even other people. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. In the 18th chapter of Matthew is what we'll be coming out of. And I also want to talk just a tad bit on being humble. Hallelujah, God. Because God is big on being humble as well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Starting at Matthew in chapter 18 and verse 1. The word says, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's something. Humility. God talks a lot, the Bible talks a lot about being meek and being humble. Hallelujah, God. It says the meek shall inherit the earth. It says the humble. Hallelujah, God. God talks about the humble and the proud. But it says, as a little child. Hallelujah. We have children in here. And I tell you right now, you got to think about it, saints of God. For you people that have children that's, you know, grown now or teenagers or 18 and older, you can look at some of their pictures back when they were in elementary school and middle school. Well, mostly when they was little, when they were crawling in toddlers, you can say that's when they was innocent. We say that a lot about them. Why do we say that? Because they was a child and they were still learning. You can tell them to do things and they do it. Way too much, I'll do it later. I'll do it before I go to bed, Elijah. I'll do it, I mean, that's just how it is. And mama, stand by what I do it before I go to bed. Hallelujah, all that type of mess. You got to stay on them about doing it now. But see, when they're these children age, amen, the babies that we have in here, no, I'll do it later and all of that type of foolishness. That's why he's saying when they're innocent, hallelujah, God. And God says that become as little children. Three-year-olds can play each other all day long and don't know what hate is. Black and white babies can play all day in the daycare, elementary school, wherever, because they don't know nothing about hate. They can play together. And that's a beautiful sight when you see children playing together. And God says that you will not make it in unless you humble yourself like a child. Hallelujah, God. And you have to be humble. I've often prayed no matter how high I get into the gospel.
Amen.
No matter how high I may get, I could have 10,000 members of a church, but I pray that I remain humble and never forget where I come from.
Amen.
Everybody should have that same type of attitude. Never forget where you come from and always remain humble no matter how high, how much money you have. Stay humble, saints of God. Hallelujah, God. Because we always say, you ever heard the saying that, you know, you change, that money changes people?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the song by the OJs, don't let money change you?
Mm-hmm.
And all of that type of stuff. When they talk about money, and that is so true because money, as they say, changes people. But now we get to the point where it says no money just reveals the real you.
All right.
It's that you always wanted to do that. You always wanted to act like that. Now you got the money. Now you can do that. Money a lot of times just brings out who you really are. Hallelujah. You weren't so nasty until you got that money. You was always nasty. You just never had that money to be that way.
Right.
See, now you can buy things. You can do what you want to do. You can tell people you don't need them no more and all that type of foolishness. Hallelujah, God. Don't let money get you in trouble. Hallelujah. There's so many passages in here about woe to the rich. It almost makes you don't even want to be rich the way how Jesus is talking about being rich. It says don't be just rich in just money, but be rich in good works. Ready to distribute. The word says that. If you're going to have money, be humble. Help people. And there are some people that do that, but there's too many people that have a lot of money that's not doing what they're supposed to do. Hallelujah, God. Humility. Stay humble, saints of God. No matter how high you get on your job, you become the boss or the head supervisor. Don't forget where you started at. Hallelujah. Don't forget when you was just a subordinate, when you was up under yours and how you used to treat them if you did good and all of that and you was obedient doing what you're supposed to do. Don't forget where you came from if you ever make it to the top. Because like they said, that you should never look down on somebody unless you're admiring their shoes. Never look down on somebody. Hallelujah, God. Never look down unless you're admiring their shoes. Hallelujah, God. There's a lot of those old sayings about that, about being humble. And you know, so please, whatever you do, because God cannot stand a proud attitude.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. So I'm telling you right now, so you better remain humble. He just said it in here, be converted and be like little children if you plan on making it into heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Never think that you're better than anybody else. Never do. And that can be hard sometimes because of the way how people treat you and you know, you treat it nice and you figure you're supposed to be treated a certain way and whatnot. And like this, there's too many examples in here. About that. That's why you have to stay in your word, because God is on proud attitude, proud people with attitudes. So remain humble, saints of God. Hallelujah, God. That's why you're going to talk about to the preachers, amen, about sitting in the pulpit. Hallelujah, God. Even myself, just don't walk up into somebody's pulpit at another church just because there's a few empty seats up there. Because some of them big bishops and apostles roll in a little late. Where you think they going to sit at? Out in the front? No, they coming up here. And how embarrassing is that now that you got to get up and move now because nobody told you to get up there in the first place? The Bible talks about that. They say that's embarrassing. Now you talk about being humble. Now you got to get up and move. That's why I said don't go up there unless you were asked to. And see, that's even for preachers for that. Hallelujah, God. Don't just assume that you're supposed to go up to the front unless you're escorted up by an elder. Hallelujah, God. Because you can get embarrassed. Hallelujah. Amen. So always remain humble. But my very important topic I do want to talk about is forgiveness. And it's a beautiful parable here. Amen. Hallelujah, God. About this thing about forgiveness. And we'll start way down in verse 21 on the same chapter, chapter 18. And it says, then came Peter unto him and says, Lord, how often shall a brother sin, or shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? And Jesus said, I say unto thee, until seven times. Until 70 times seven. Hallelujah, God. Yeah. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take an account of his servants. And verse 24 says, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded for him to be sold, his wife, his children, and all that he had, until payment was made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him, and forgave him of the debt. Wouldn't that be good if a debt collector called you and you just said, can I just be patient with me? And they said, you good? You good, now? You ain't, don't worry about it. Since you asked like that, you good. Don't worry about it. Pay it in full, just pay it off. Don't worry. Now, wouldn't that be good? Hallelujah, God. Maybe some of y'all don't know nothing about debt collectors calling. Amen. Because maybe y'all got it like that. Amen. But my phone has rung once or twice with debt collectors calling. Want to know where's my money. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. And sometimes you might recognize their number and don't answer. Hallelujah. And all they're going to do is keep calling until they get something from you. And then when they don't hear from you, then they'll call somebody you know because you done put them down in the reference. I'm trying to say. I done been there. Now they coming up to you telling me, hey, man, this place done called me about, oh, heck yeah, bro, I got it, man. Yeah, don't worry about it. Now you got to call them back now because now they calling folks. Hallelujah. Looking for you. You've been there behind now. Hallelujah, God. And I have people call me looking for folks. Hallelujah. Well, they done put me out of the reference. I just go, hey, bro, somebody called me, man. You know, just letting you know. Hallelujah.
I don't need to know.
It happens, man. People will use you as a reference. You probably don't even know they didn't use you for a reference until some debt collection calls you. And ask you, have you seen somebody? Amen. Let them know we're trying to get in touch with them. All right. Hallelujah, God. But see, this case, he asked the man and begged him. Because you hear he said the king was going to sell him and his wife and his children and all that they had until it be paid. But he begged him, please don't do it. Don't do it and whatnot. And he asked him to have mercy on him, and he did. Now, mind you, if y'all are familiar with this parable, the same individual that just got forgiven seen somebody that owed him some money. Now you see how he go flip the script here. But that same servant in verse 28, it says, went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and laid hands on him, took him by the throat, and said, pay me what you owe me. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, or begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all of it. But in verse 30 it said, and he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till that he should pay his debt. How soon had he forgotten? Wouldn't even forget him, man, and he threw him in prison. So when his fellow servants saw that what was done, they went and snitched on him. They said that they felt sorry, and they came and told the Lord what was done to his Lord that was over him. Then his Lord, after he had called him, and said unto him, oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you of all of the debt because you desired me and you asked me to. Should you have also had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I have pity on you? See, now he's about to get it now. See, in verse 34, now it says, and the Lord was mad, he was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So here's the moral of it. The last verse that it says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Now, we get something out of that story on today. Because he said your heavenly Father would do you the exact same way. How in the world is God going to forgive you, but you can't forgive nobody down here?
Right.
How you going to do that? It's like all this stuff, you don't acknowledge him, and you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not praying that you're supposed to. You're not being nice and kind-hearted like you're supposed to, but still yet, he forgives you. Knowing. That's why you say you have to remain just at home. Because yes, we are supposed to say we don't deserve the mercy and the grace that we get. Who in here can honestly raise their hand and say, yes, I deserve every ounce of grace and mercy that I get from the Lord?
Right.
Who in here can say that? I deserve every bit of it because of who I am and how nice I am to people, how I treat folks and how I do. I'm kind-hearted. I'm loving. So yet you're trying to tell me that you deserve every ounce of grace that you get from God every day. You are worthy to just be woken up every morning. Because I know yesterday was Saturday and nobody in here sinned yesterday, correct? I'm sure nobody did. So you was worthy to get up this morning. So God went in, you know, you just deserve to wake up this Sunday. Because you had such a good day on yesterday. You weren't mad at nobody. You didn't do nobody wrong. Or whatever the case may be. And maybe you did have a good day yesterday. Maybe there's something that you really can't think that you did that was so wrong. But do you honestly still yet think that, yes, I deserve to be woke up, and I deserve to wake up tomorrow too? And this day ain't even over with yet. We just been halfway through. We ain't even halfway through the day yet. Hallelujah, God. That's why you hear people say, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of the things that I have. God is such a forgiving God, you have no idea. Like I said, imagine, just imagine being how what God has to go through. Gives you life, gives you breath that you breathe in every day. And people all over the world, some of them don't even acknowledge him. Some of them even say that he don't exist, but yet they breathing and yet they standing on their own two feet, all because of God. Strengthens your very spine in your back that you can stand up. Because you can't stand without a spine. All it takes is that spinal cord to snap and that's it, you're done. That's mercy. How many people get in car crashes? How many people have sickness and recover? All of that. There's nothing that you did and people still don't acknowledge God. And I know it has to hurt that those that claim to be their children, his children, and still don't do what you're supposed to do. And he still yet wake you up and clear a path for you every day. Still yet. Still give you a little bit of money in your pocket. Still make sure you have some food in your house. Still make sure that your children are healthy, family members, and we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And yet you still yet you deserve all that you get from God. That's why what I was talking about, you have to humble yourself and thank God. It's not that you say that I ain't worthy and God goes say, well, I ain't gonna bless you no more. He honors that you know that you can recognize that you're not worthy enough to get all of that grace that you get. Hallelujah, God. As far as forgiveness is concerned, remember back in Texas when the lady killed the man when she said she entered into the wrong apartment? Remember that story because it was all over the news? She shot the young man and killed him. Even though nobody pretty much believed the story, telling me she thought she was in the wrong apartment. But nevertheless, remember they went to court. What happened in there with his brother? Mm-hmm. What did his brother do?
Forgave her.
Didn't, who went up and hugged her?
Mm-hmm.
Him?
Did
the mother? The judge? The judge went out and hugged her? The brother went and hugged this lady that shot and killed his brother. People on the outside that's not in the body of Christ, they'll never understand that. Some of us have a hard time wrapping our head around it. That you just killed my brother a while ago, whether how long ago, but you can still find it and go over there and hug this lady. That's forgiveness. I'm not saying everybody got to do that or whatnot, because there's some of you that wouldn't dare think about doing it. But I know one thing. You better find it in your heart to forgive that individual. Sooner or later, some way, somehow, you better find it in your heart if that was to happen to you. People lose loved ones every day. Now that was a close one, that was a sibling, that was a brother. A mother lost her child. Drunk drivers is going out here killing children on bicycles. What if that's your child? Just for a drunk driver, because now you get behind the wheel and drinking, knowing that you ain't supposed to be doing that anyway? Are you going to kill a loved one in a head-on collision? A parent? A brother or sister? Many of us in here have siblings. Brothers and sisters, how would you feel? Now yes, right at that very moment. But suppose the court date, which is about a year later now. Are you still as angry as you was when it just happened? Or do you honestly feel that you can find it in your heart to forgive that person that took out your loved one? Be it a child, be it a parent, be it a grandparent, be it a sibling. How would you feel now? Could you go up and hug that person in court? That individual did it. How you think God felt when he did that? You talk about a proud moment for a child. Like he said for his children, how can I forgive you if you don't forgive them? Now this person just took out a loved one. What are we going to do, saints? What are we going to do when you're in the same courtroom against somebody that just took out a loved one? Now granted, now we ain't talking about it's going to happen the next day or two. But we're talking about from the sentencing phase. And you know, sometimes that takes a while. It might hash and bring back some memories and all of that type of stuff. You got people testifying and different things. But what are you going to do, saints? As I oftentimes talk about Dylan Roof killing 9 people down there in Charleston, they say they forgive that young man. The world can't understand that. How in the world do you forgive this man for doing that? All he has to do is repent and he can make it in if he's sincere about it. He can still yet make it into heaven and he will be your brother in Christ for doing what he did. Even though he's sitting on death row, he gave his life to Christ. He can make it in, saints. For a lot of people, that's a hard pill to swallow. For somebody to do something that heinous, to do something like that. And a lot of people don't understand what that brother did when he hugged that woman and killed his brother. How would you feel? We got brothers in here. We got brothers and sisters in here. How would you feel? Somebody do that to your brother or your sister? We We got to think about that sometime. That's why we got to talk about this every now and then. You never know when something's going to happen. Stray bullets are flying out. You got drunk drivers. You got all kinds of people doing things. Hallelujah, God. Mistaken identity. Wrong place, wrong time, as they say. People get fired from jobs. It just happened in Milwaukee earlier this week. People get fired and want to come in there and start shooting. What if that's your family member that got shot? Minding their own business. And somebody mad because they got laid off. And then what happens when you can't even, they take their own self out. Now what? They done killed your loved one and they done took their self out. Now what? How you gonna be mad at them now? They done killed themselves. Now what do we do? That stuff hurt. It's a lot of people that's going through, saints of God. Sometimes I think we just glance over and brush over. When you hear that somebody done went forward and just done got demonic and start shooting people at the job, remember that's somebody's husband or wife. That's somebody's child still yet. That's somebody's brother or sister. Somebody's going through right now. They're grieving. Hallelujah, God. You got to have that forgiveness in your heart, saints of God. You got to. God chose you for a reason. You heard me say that once. I've said it 100 times. Everybody's not so forgiving. Everybody can't do that. But as a child of the Most High God, that's what you have to do. And you have to explain that to others. You have to explain that. When they say, do you see how that man just went up there? Yes, I do. Because he's a child of God. That's why he did that. Now you might have to bump that. I'll never do nothing like that. And because you know what? They don't understand.
All right. Amen.
They don't get taught that. They don't read that. Because they don't read their word, they don't know about the importance of forgiveness. They don't come to church, they hear that all the time. Or you might hear it, but you don't really pay no attention until it becomes something big like that that makes national news. Or it hit home and hit your family. Hallelujah, God. So what you gonna do? As I said, when it comes down your street like that, we are children of the Most High, saints of God. We can't be walking around holding grudges. We can't be walking around mad and angry at people because they done did something to your loved one. See, that's why people ask you about the death penalty. How you feel about that? Then they say, well, what if it was your brother? What if it was your mother and whatnot? You say you don't believe in a death penalty. Well, first of all, I'm a human being. And right at that very moment, yes, you could be mad and upset at that individual. You could probably be mad and upset for a little while. Until finally, the Holy Spirit get to deal with you and you calm down a little bit. Now you got to start dealing with that forgiveness. Because you're going to have to.
Amen.
As far as the death penalty is concerned, and you see, I always use the example about the woman that was caught with the issue. If Jesus was for the death penalty, why he didn't let everybody stone him? Why didn't he let everybody kill him? That was the sentence. When you get caught with adultery, the sentence is death. And they was ready to kill him. He knew what the woman did. But what did he say? You without you, you so perfect. You just never sin. Go ahead, throw the first stone then. They couldn't do nothing. But drop their stones and walk away. So whenever that subject comes up about that, that's the example I use. That's how I know Jesus is pro-life. Not for the death penalty. Yes, these are the laws of the land. Can't do that. Man made these laws. And people back then, they may say, well, that was the law of the land back then. That's why they want to know what Jesus would do. But he forgave that lady. Where are your accusers? I don't see them. He said, I don't accuse you either. Go and sin no more. He's pro-life, saints of God, no matter what you've done. So if Jesus is not for the death penalty, you shouldn't be for it either. And yes, there's some sick people out there. You just couldn't get away from the news for 2 weeks about the young lady that died, the young girl that died over there in Casey. 6 years old? Who's heartless enough to take out a six-year-old child? That does make you upset who wants to do something like that. But nevertheless, you can't be mad at that individual, whoever it may be. It's sad what they did. They'll get dealt with. You got to have that forgiveness in your heart. How you think her parents feel? Lost a child like that early. That's hard for especially a parent. That's hard to forgive when somebody did something to your baby, your child. But somewhere, some way, somehow, saints of God, you got to get it in there. You can't say God understands. Don't let the devil trick you like that. Don't let the devil fool you like that. Tell my God understands. He clearly states, if you do not forgive, don't say I understand what you're going through. You can't go to heaven with an heart on your heart.
Amen.
You can't do it. What they did to Jesus, beating him all night, accusing him of stuff that he didn't do, and he still said, Father, forgive them? He expects you to do the same.
Amen.
He expects you to do the same. Amen. And we got to do better, saints of God. It's because we go run into some wickedness in this world. We go run into it. You see it all the time on TV. You see things on Facebook. It's wicked. The pages I be on, they be showing all kinds of disturbing things that happened back in the early days of the late 1800s. You see pictures of people hanging and a crowd of white folks standing there smiling, and just makes you wonder, like, man, what? There's so little children with nooses around their neck and all kinds of stuff. It's just all kinds of images be on there, and it just makes you wonder how people are thrown in jail for no reason, how they executed a 14-year-old boy. 14 wouldn't let his parents see him, all that type of mess, because that happened back in 1944. Imagine what they, your child about to be executed, and you can't even see your child, and they 14 years old? Couldn't do nothing because they had no rights to do nothing. It's just sickening to see stuff like that. But you can't just automatically just, a lot of them people are dead and gone now. And yes, sadly, I'll say a lot of them didn't ask for forgiveness, so where you think they gonna be? Like I said, they getting their reward for how mean and nasty they was toward people. We as a group of people, we as a culture, we as a people, can't have that mess on our hearts to hate a certain race of people or how they treat us. You shouldn't get up happy. There's some people that, when police get killed, there's some people say that's what they get because they treat us that way. There's black people that say that now. Police officers minding their own business. You see one just got killed serving an eviction notice last week, the other day. Some people just say that's good, that's what they deserve. Some people say that mess. He could have been one of the good ones. There's bad in everything, but there's also good. Hallelujah, God. Our counterparts, the Caucasian Americans, white people, all of them ain't bad. There wouldn't have been no Underground Railroad if it wasn't for white folks. All them slaves didn't escape just from blacks only. White folks helped do that. There's some of them that'll treat you better than your own kind will. So you just can't say that all of them are like that. So you can't say that all police are bad. There are some good ones out there that will help you and do what they're supposed to do. Don't let people get you in trouble by thinking the way how everybody else thinks. We're supposed to be different. That's why the word says we're peculiar people. Amen. We're different thinking, and people shouldn't understand you. They shouldn't understand where you're coming from. Because you serve a God that's high. Hallelujah, God, and looks low. He expects you to be different. But peculiar is. Some people go think your ideas and your ways are strange. Because you are a child of the Most High God. You're not supposed to think like everybody else. Not supposed to. You're supposed to be different. Hallelujah, God. Now what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. But you're supposed to be different, saints of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't let, like I said, a president throw you off your game. Don't let Republicans throw you off your game, if you're a Democrat, whatever the case may be. Because it looks like it's a lot of hate for both of those, for Democrats and Republicans. You can lose friends over who you affiliate with politically. Because some people think y'all in agreement until they find out who you voting for. Sometimes that subject can never come up for whatever reason. And then when it do come up, or they see a post that you put on there, now they got something to say. I done seen it. I done seen people argue back and forth. You don't like who I vote for, and they start to cussing with F you then. This is what I'm like, God, I done seen it. I done seen it talking about how we used to be friends, and now you're not speaking to me because who I'm supporting. I done seen that. We can't fall into that trap. Just because somebody you work with and y'all get along good and come to find out they supporting this character over him, well, don't hate them for it. They got free choice. It might make you scratch your head. It just might make you do that. You're looking through and you see diamond and silk all on Facebook and stuff. No. You see that type of foolishness and how they, it just makes you wonder. So how in the wonder can anybody of color support this man? It makes you wonder. But they do. They got a choice to do it. That's what they want to do. But don't let something like that keep you from not making it in, saints of God. Amen. Especially for political reasons. Because people go vote who they want to vote for. They go do what they want to do. Hallelujah, God. And that's just that. You go work with them, everything is fine until you start talking politics. And some people say, I don't discuss politics or raising children. A lot of people don't even discuss that because they say it starts too much stuff.
Amen.
Some people say, I don't talk about politics. I don't talk about raising children because everybody do things different. It's just some things that some people just rather not talk about because it'll start arguing. Hallelujah, God. But you have to remain humble, saints of God. Humble yourself to know that you are not deserving of everything that you get from God. Be humble enough to know that, because you're not perfect. Nobody in here is. From the pulpit on back out the door, nobody's perfect. Humble yourself to know. Have that forgiveness in your heart. If that haven't hit you yet, it just might. Might be this year, next year, 10 years from now. Whatever the case may be, have that forgiveness in your heart when you get done so wrong to the point where you feel that it's unforgivable. But you're going to have to find it to do so, saints of God. Amen. There are some of us, sadly, the things that happened to people as children from older adults and whatnot. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Those things have happened. You've got to find it in your heart some type of way. You have to. You cannot say that God understands that. Because a lot of times whoever have done you wrong, they'd have moved on with their life. That's you stressing over this foolishness. So why should you stress and catch headaches and all of that and worry about that and they'd have moved on? You got to get that mess out of your heart, saints of God. Because it's not worth it to get on medication and stuff up. There's some people that hate their exes so bad. Hallelujah, God. You be seeing all that stuff on Facebook and all kind of mess, man. They tell my boy, like, if you know that somebody had a gun and you know your ex was about to get shot, would you warn them and let them know? And you should explain that people say. No, they ain't going to let them know. God, don't. So much hatred out there. All because of an ex-lover. Y'all hate each other that bad. If they'll say some hurt, harm, or danger about to come to them, would you let them know? Or would you give them some type of warning? And most of them say no. I'm glad I ain't got to go through none of that foolishness, boy. Hallelujah, God. None of that foolishness. And for those of you that have been scorned, y'all need to get that mess out of your heart.
Amen.
Get it out your heart, man. You ain't got to have no conversation with them, eat lunch with them. Just get it out your heart. Once again, make sure that you are free and clear, saints of God. Free and clear of anything, even dealing with exes. And co-workers, that's just nasty and loud and cheating, all that type of stuff. Get it out your heart, saints of God, no matter what it may be. Please do. As always, remember, you can't make it in unless you forget that individual.
Amen.
If you think there's a problem there, try and clear it up. Get with them and try and clear it up if you can, even if you think there's an issue there. Hallelujah, God. Because why should somebody not make it in? Because they think you mad at them. And after all, they don't want to forgive you or talk to you or whatnot. Clear the air. Could have been a simple misunderstanding or mistake. Clear it up. Hallelujah, God. Because this is very important. And we have to teach our children to have forgiveness as well. Because we know how mean and cruel children can be. Hallelujah, God. And they can't be walking around with hatred on their heart. So let us make sure to let them know that hatred is not good. That is not of God. That's of the devil. And we train our children up to be better than that and to be bigger than that. Hallelujah, God. Because we've all been there. We hate fellow students. You hate teachers and all that just because the teacher mean and won't let you have your way.
Jesus.
And children have to do that because we know there's some wicked, the devil don't care. Teachers have gotten hurt because of mean children, especially middle schoolers and whatnot, and high schoolers, because they figure they got a failing grade or whatever the case may be, because the teacher don't like me and all that type of foolishness. Things have happened. So being the talk to your children, talking about don't be hating no teachers and whatnot. Because what that's going to do? What is that going to change?
Nothing.
How many students have gotten suspended and expelled for bumping up into teachers and all kind of other foolishness? Tell them don't be doing none of that mess.
Right.
Hallelujah, God. So I pray that this message got through. Don't be like the man or the person in the parable. Hallelujah, because God has forgiven you. You be sure to forgive people as well. And if somebody owe you money, don't forget that you probably owe somebody else some money too. So don't be all on them about it. So make sure you're free and clear. If somebody do owe you money, don't be all mean and nasty about it, because you don't owe people and you haven't paid it right back. It took you a minute. But you know, you got to humble yourself. Ouch, you got to humble yourself now. Don't be doggone fussing at folks because they owe you money. Like you done paid people back on time every time. No, I know you haven't. So that's what this parable here is about. It's about forgiveness. And I pray that we got something out of it. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and stand. Amen. Let's go into a word of prayer.